Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you. It's 38 Special, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. 17 till the hour. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Ruth King. She's the author of The Courage to be Profitable, and a new book coming out, right, Ruth?
Yes, it is. It's coming out January 9th, and you get the first interview.
We're launching it right here on the show.
We're launching it.
What's the name of it? Remind us the name of it.
The Ugly Truth About Cash. 50 ways employers and vendors steal from you and what you can do about it.
There you go. So we got profitability, we got cash. So you got to, folks, these are bookend books you're going to need. All right, so Ruth, and by the way, her website is profitabilityrevolution.com. Ruth, we were talking in the previous segment about when to give bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
Now talk to us about how to do it.
Okay. Once you've done, you're going to do it, and you tell everybody that we're doing our bonuses and we're going to do it based on profitability, here's how you actually do it. You decide, let's assume we have a budget for the year and everything along those lines, and you decide that you've got to save at least 50% of profit, usually more than that, so that you can grow in case there are issues with, cash flow. And I know profits are not cash, but they turn into cash and things mm-hmm. along those lines. So, but you let's say that you want to distribute 10% of the profits for the year or 15% of the profits for the year. And that is what I call your bonus pool.
And, can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
There are people who would say, who might quibble with that amount. They might say it's not enough or whatever. What people have to remember, like, if they don't know this, is that for most companies, I'm going to say any of the non-service companies, like a consultant or something like that, their profit is not sitting in a bank account. It's tied up in inventory and receivables and equity in machines and things like that. So it's not like they've got, if they made $100,000, there's not $100,000 sitting in a bank account somewhere.
No,
there might be $10,000, maybe $10,000 sitting somewhere, but probably more like $3,000, depending on if it's payroll or not. But anyway, go ahead.
So you decide what the bonus pool is, and then this is how the bonuses get done. It's based on a person's compensation and the longevity they've been there.
Hmm.
So what happens is it rewards people not only for what their compensation is, but also for how long they've been a loyal employee type thing. So, for example, if you have two employees, one who makes, let's say, $50,000 a year, but's only been there 2 years, you multiply 50,000 times two, and his number, so to speak, is 100,000. But let's say you have a guy who makes $30,000, but he's been there 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So his number is $150,000, and he gets rewarded more for the 5 years of longevity, even though he's not making as much as the guy who
right.
made $50,000.
Right.
And you add up all their numbers, and that's the divisor.
Hmm.
And the numerator is the guy's salary, his number. So, for example, if the divisor was a million. Because it becomes a big number by the time you multiply
right.
all
their
employees.
Right, all their numbers together, right.
Mm-hmm. All their numbers together. And then what you'll end up doing is you'll have this huge number on the bottom. And each person's percentage is their compensation times the number of years they've been there. So you get one
right.
percentage. You might get 0.002% of the bonus or 1.02. And if the bonus pool is $10,000, 1% of $10,000 is what, $10?
Mm-hmm.
No. $100. So basically what you do is you just take whatever the total bonus pool is and multiply each person's percentage by what the total bonus pool is. So
if the total number was $900,000
uh-huh.
and the person made $30,000, then they would get 0.03.
Correct.
Of 3% of the bonus,
correct.
Yeah, that person.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you give it out to them, and you do it in a, not a check, right?
Mm-hmm. Make a direct deposit sometime direct deposit in February.
In February, or like I have some of my clients who do it in, have fiscal year ends of October or September 30th, or fiscal year ends of April or May or June or whatever else it is. So if it's June, you're going to give it July, August, September 15th. And the thing, it's really interesting to do this, because what happens, the first year, number one, if you've never given out bonuses, nobody believes it. Nobody believes you're actually going to do this. And then after they get their first year's bonus, it's like, oh. And then they really realize, they start wanting to know what the profitability
is.
Because you can start looking, well, how do I impact profitability? And the cool part about it is, we can go throughout the year, and we've done this where we're not making budget, and you know, profits aren't there where they're supposed to be. And we'll go to them and say, look, you know, this is what the budget was. This is what we're seeing. What do you see? And they will tell you what the issues are and how to fix them.
And the decisions they make on your behalf going forward will have an eye on profitability.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I've seen situations where a guy they hire somebody, and he's not productive. He's slacking off and stuff like that. They'll get rid of him. You don't have to. He'll make his life miserable.
Or they're straightening him out. They'll haze him until he straightens out, right?
No, they'll get rid of him for you. I have seen it.
Oh, really?
Because you know, if they start seeing this guy impacting their pocketbook because he's not pulling his weight.
Mm-hmm.
Or girl. It's been a guy's. I haven't seen it from a girl's perspective.
Well, a
yet.
Girl would never do something like this. So.
Oh, no, of course not.
Hey, profitabilityrevolution.com. We got more to come. I told you we'd get smarter when Ruth joined us. And so we are. I'm Jim Blasingame. 10 till. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.